Nolte, Joe Biden's job approval slips on economy and crime. By John Nolte on July 29, 2021. On the major issues of the day, the economy and law enforcement, his fraudulency Joe Biden's approval is underwater, according to the latest polling from Rasmussen. Huge majorities are also worried about violent crime and inflation. Two issues directly related to Biden's mishandling of the economy and law enforcement issues. How do you rate the way, his fraudulency, Biden is handling economic issues? A mere 42% rate Biden is excellent, 21% or good, 21%. A majority of 55% rate Biden is fair, 12% to poor, 43%. Look at that, more people rate Biden's handling of the economy as poor, 43%, than the 42% who rate Biden as good or excellent. How do you rate the way, his fraudulency, Biden is handling crime and law enforcement issues? Only 34% rate Biden as excellent, 15%, or good, 19%. A massive majority of 62% rate Biden as fair, 14%, to poor, 48%. How concerned are you about inflation? A whopping 79% are very, 49%, or somewhat, 30%, concerned. Only 19% are not very, 14%, or not at all, 5%, concerned. How concerned are you about the problem of violent crime in America? A breathtaking 85% say they are very, 60%, or somewhat, 25%, concerned. Only 14% say they are not very, 11%, or not at all, 3%, concerned. This tracks with Biden's plummeting job approval ratings. Rasmussen, one of the few pollsters to emerge from the 2016 and 2020 elections with its credibility intact, has Biden's approval upside down at 47% approval, 51% disapproval. In the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, which includes many fake media polls from fake media pollsters who juice the approval numbers to help his fraudulency, Biden's approval average is only 51.5%. His disapproval average sits at 45%, his highest to date. Today's news on the economy will not help. On Thursday, we learned the economy grew at an anemic 6.5%, which is well below the 8.5% we were hoping for and expected. Reality is hitting the White House, and what I mean by reality is the reality that leftist policies always, and I mean always, fail. Massive government spending creates inflation, which wipes out wage gains. Worse still, inflation is a devastating tax on the working class who feel the smallest price increase at the gas station or supermarket, coddling criminals in the name of social justice or equity, or whatever bullshit term is the phrase of the day. Devastates urban America with an explosion of crime brought about by an explosion in the criminal population. White liberals, the worst people in the world, push stupid policies like defunding the police and ending bail because they don't pay the price. The people who pay the price are disproportionately black and poor. Biden is mishandling the virus, flooding the country with tens of thousands of illegal immigrants who are not vaccinated, shoving us back in masks, and bending over for China. This administration is such a disaster that not even billions and billions of dollars in corporate media, big tech, and Hollywood propaganda are fooling us.